Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Dina LaCrone. Back in October, I responded to an email, and now I've had charges on my account. I spoke with, a gentleman. We took care of the November charges, but I'd like a refund on my October charge.
Did he go over the terms with you?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because that's a legal and binding contract. Did you read over the terms where you authorized the payment?
I authorized the payment for $7.95.
If you read over your terms, then you will see that you authorized to be charged a membership cost. What's your zip code? I can pull your account up, and I can go over the terms with you as well. What's your zip code, ma'am, and your first and last name?
21704. My name is Tina, T-I-N-A, LaCrone, L-E-C-R-O-N-E.
And your address?
9331 Baltimore Road, Frederick, Maryland.
Thank you. He wasn't supposed to issue a refund on those transactions because it was a pre-authorized charge. But continue to hold while I pull up that account for you. Your email is rottiekno@aol.com.
Correct.
So when you submitted your order for the sweepstake entry, Tina, and you paid $7.95. Now, if you read over your terms and conditions, it advises you that you are authorized that you have read the terms in full and that you agree and authorize your card to be debited for the monthly membership by completing this survey and submitting this order. It actually had you read the terms in full, and do you authorize all charges? So you gave your consent when you first placed the order that you read the terms and that you authorized those charges. Now, I can honor, I'm not supposed to, because he was not supposed to issue a refund on this account. I'm not sure why he didn't go over that with you, but I would definitely conference him on that call.
He did, and he went to a supervisor.
Okay, I can pull the recording and see what the supervisor that he spoke with, because those were not supposed to be refunded. But since he has already started on that refund, I can get you a 50% on the October charge, but that is the most that we can do for you. Because, again, these were not supposed to be refunded.
That's fine. I'll take the 50% on the October. And can you please confirm for me that that has been canceled?
Yes, your account has been canceled, Ms. Tina, and going forward, make sure that whenever you place an online order, to review the terms and conditions before you pre-authorize those charges.
I will. I will be
Please call while I process that 50% courtesy for you.
Thank you.
Allow 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be applied back to your card. And is there anything else that I can do for you?
That is everything. I thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling Customer Care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.